Buenos dias, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my Q video for Wednesday. Q is back, and we have a lot of information to cover. If you are following along and doing your own decodes and research, you can still find Q posts on QAnon.pub. For those of you who are following Q posts at home, if you ever have trouble with the QAnon.pub website, you can click on this information box here, and this gives you several other mirror websites where you can also find Q posts. My theme for this video is From Sea to Shining Sea. This is Q's first post in 20 days, and I'm just going to read it to you. From Sea to Shining Sea, who does Huber report to directly? Define evidence. Who has the server? Why does POTUS continually refer to the server? That's a really good question. POTUS does not speculate. Future proves past. Who has it all? Topics stated in past. Future big meaning. Repeats are important. Think Twitter. Those awake see. Those asleep blind. Fake news. Prop arm of D/DS. Failing. Panic. Silence is golden. Q. All right, we're going to break this post down. But first, we have to get a little bit of feedback from the Anons. One of the Anons said, "Hey, welcome back, Q. Missed you bigly. Hope things are good for you while you were away and not trouble." This Anon said, "Welcome back, Q. Needless to say, many of us missed you. Your presence is a sight for sore eyes as things get spicy in Washington and Hollyweird. We are ready and waiting to dig where it counts." This one said, "Q, don't ever leave us again for that long. Not cool." This Anon said, "Crying right now. Sheesh. Thank you, Q." This one said, "Q is dead. Long live Q. O ye of little faith." This one said, "I'm sorry for doubting." I'm sure a few people are saying that right now. This Anon said, "I have enjoyed your golden silence these last few weeks. I knew you were lurking, trusting the plan here, Q." And this Anon said, "Silence is golden. We have our Pepe meme of the day." This one said, "God bless, Patriot. Polls are showing fewer and fewer people are following fake news. POTUS does not speculate. He knows." That is correct. Trump tweets about things he knows about so that when it happens in the future and comes to pass, he can point people back and say, "Yep, I told you about that last year." This Anon said, "Welcome back. We're still winning. Huber reports to AG Jeff Sessions, who is about to fulfill his role in this movie." That is one theory. This Anon said, "Who does Huber report to directly? He reports to Rosenstein." So let's address that issue before we go too much farther. This is an organizational chart from the Department of Justice. According to this chart, if you look at the top, there's Attorney General, that would be Sessions. Deputy Attorney General below that is Rod Rosenstein. Follow the red line down. And virtually every office, every main position, including U.S. attorneys down there in that red box, all report directly to Rod Rosenstein. So that is in the usual flow of things. U.S. attorneys would report to Rod Rosenstein. However, there is something to be considered, and that is this. In this article, it's on the Hill, talking about the special assignment that Huber is on. In a lot of respects, I think John Huber has become one of Sessions' go-to men, Tolman said. Tolman is an expert on these matters, and he was weighing in on Huber's role as U.S. attorney who's investigating corruption in the DOJ and FBI. One key difference between Huber and a special counsel is the level of autonomy and presumably resources he has. According to Sessions, Huber provides him with regular updates about his work. So this guy says that Huber is reporting to Sessions on what he is finding. It is also good to point out that Huber is working with Inspector General Horowitz and his team of 470 attorneys and investigators. So I am not exactly sure who Huber is reporting to. I'm sure he's just reporting both to Rosenstein on some matters and to Jeff Sessions probably on some other matters. Okay, moving along. This Anon said the NSA has it all, including the server, yet Donald J. Trump keeps mentioning it over and over again on Twitter to keep this topic relevant. Those who are awake are already awake and know it. Those who are asleep will stay asleep. But it's necessary to keep the server as a relevant topic for when it will be revealed publicly. And that could be soon. You know, some people are waking up. I get reports from people pretty regularly. People who are supported Barack Obama and Hillary, and they are waking up to what is going on. Who are the Anons? The Anons are average people like you and me who anonymously research the crumbs at Q-drops on the board. Many of them have made great sacrifices in order to do that. The president, as the Anon said, via Huber, Sessions, and the NSA, they have all the stored info on the DNC server. They at least have the information. They may actually have the physical server. We don't know. They also likely have all the information on the Democratic Caucus congressional server that went missing and is kind of underpins the whole Awan scandal. This is an article from Daily Caller, and I'm just going to read this section here. There are strong indications that many of the 44 members of the House Democratic Caucus, including personal information of constituents who were seeking help, was entirely out of those members' possession and instead was stored on the House Democratic Caucus server. The aggregation of multiple members' data would mean that all the data was absconded with, because authorities said the entire server physically disappeared while it was being monitored by police. Trump keeps asking, hey, where's the server? He's just trolling people. Q wrote this: topics in the past have a future big meaning, right? Q mentions topics and then repeats them when they're about to become big news. Are there topics that have a big meaning in the future? Think Twitter. Q has mentioned Twitter, Google, and Facebook dozens of times in the past. So Q here is suggesting something big is going to be happening with Twitter. Fake news is the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party in the deep state, DS. They're failing. Panic. You can see that. Just look at the news reports coming out. And you can see that the deep state and the mainstream media, they are in panic mode. They don't know what to do. So it is critical to focus on topics that Q has repeated. Those repeated themes and subjects tell us what's coming. It's unfortunate a lot of people have chosen to focus on obscure topics Q has only mentioned once or twice, and they make these big deals about very minor things. I think we need to stay focused on the things that Q mentions often. So social media platforms like Twitter and Google, YouTube, Facebook, they're used to control the public narrative. And as I said, Q has mentioned them often in the past. As we move forward in Q's mission, people are waking up. The truth that comes out is going to expose the darkness and the lies. Q said, we have more than we know. There is a link here to a PDF, which is a criminal referral for Loretta Lynch, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Hillary Clinton. Here's the page one. It's a six-page document that was sent to Jeff Sessions, Chris Wray, and John Huber, asking for these people to be referred for criminal prosecution. So there are things going on behind the scenes that a lot of people aren't aware of. You don't see it in the mainstream media. Q posted this, which is a latest hit piece by Huffington Post, trying to discredit the Q movement. Q said panic. And we're going to get into a lot more of that. Q posted a bunch more links to that. Q wrote this: now do you understand why mirrors and disinformation is necessary? Logical thinking. 20 is in brackets, Q. 20, I think it refers to the 20 days of silence when Q wasn't posting. If you go back to this post from November 5th, this was the day after the Saudi princes were arrested. Q wrote game theory. Define. Why is it relevant? Moves and counter moves. Who is the enemy? Reread the complete Crumb graphic. One of these days I actually have to post that. Although it's really long, it's a bunch of posts all strung together in a long graphic. Q says, confirmed, good. I cannot stress to people how important it is to look at the things that Q has confirmed and focus on them, and don't get focused in on things that Q has not confirmed yet. Q said, they paint the picture, disinformation exists and is necessary. 10 days, darkness, war, good versus evil. Roadmap of the big picture is here. Review post happenings. So if you want to get a roadmap of the big picture of Q's entire operation, go back and look at the old posts and you'll see it all laid out there. So Q had 10 days of silence from December 25th to January 4th. We just went through 20 days of silence, July 4th to July 24th. I sure hope Q does not do 30 days of silence in the future. But if Q suddenly drops off the radar and we don't get any posts for a while, it's possible that this would be a planned another, you know, period of darkness. So no reason to freak out. This has all been mapped out and planned out in advance. Q posted a link to a YouTube video and asked a question. Does the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, cover FISA? No. FISA is at the highest level of classification. Then how did the FOIA generate a redacted FISA application on Carter Page? That's a really, really good question. If FOIA does not cover FISA, why did we get the application? Because it was declassified. Who declassified it? Well, if you look at Section 5.2 in this executive order, it talks about classification and declassification. That is under the purview of the president. Why was the Carter Page FISA application redacted? Think Huber. So to me, that says there is an ongoing investigation, or more than one, and possibly grand jury matters that are reviewing information in that FISA application. And that is why it has been redacted, because that information cannot be made public if it's being undergoing investigation or in front of a grand jury. Just to give you a little bit of background, what Q is talking about here, Q said 5.2, if you go to this presidential executive order 13526, this is an executive order from 2009 that specifies how documents and information are classified and declassified if they pertain to national security. And Section 5.2 is here. If you just want to go there, you can look it up. This is 5.2. This is the implementation of the overall plan for classification and declassification. If Huber's people are having something to do with that Carter Page FISA application, somebody's in trouble. Somebody in the DOJ and the FBI, they're in trouble. And that information is being reviewed, probably for criminal prosecution. So as Q says, just because you don't see things happening doesn't mean they're not. Previously, Q posted a list of article links that were attempting to debunk the Q movement and all these articles here in this inset. And Q said, coordinated all for a LARP, attacks will only intensify. Ask yourself why. That was back in May. We have an updated list of articles here on the left-hand side. These are all new articles, recent articles, and videos attacking the crazy Q conspiracy theory. At the top, all for a baseless conspiracy. Enjoy the show. This is sample number two. Q wrote at the bottom, something big is about to drop. Q. So I'll just go through some of them. NBC Nightly News. This is a tweet that Q linked to, which is a story about Apple removing the Q-Drops app from their App Store. And they go into a lot of detail about why no one should follow this crazy conspiracy. Just for those of you who do have the QDrops app on your phone. It still works. My wife has an iPhone, and she's been getting notifications from Q on her phone. If you have the app installed, it works. I guess it's not going to be sold anymore. And it'll probably only be a matter of time before somebody finds a way that you can install the app by going around the official Apple Store. There is another link to, this was today's or yesterday's Huffington Post hit piece. The irony of this article by Huffington Post is it comes out on the 24th of July, yesterday, the same day that four more people were charged with, in connection to the Nexium case. So on the same day that Huffington Post, in their article, specifically is trying to debunk what they call a Pizzagate-like sex conspiracy, Q, four more members of a Pizzagate-like sex cult happen to be arrested. Couldn't have come on a worse day for them. Here is another article. I don't know if this is going to load. I had a hard time getting it to load yesterday. Yeah, it's not loading. Some of these articles, there's so much web traffic going in there, you can't get them to load. But it is, it's from Right Wing Watch, and it's a hit piece on this fellow Shiva, who is running for, I think, Massachusetts, an office there, and he has been talking about Q, and so they're making fun of him. The next link goes to an article from NBC, who are trying to shame people who are selling Q merchandise on Amazon. There's a lot of merchandise available on Amazon, t-shirts, coffee mugs, hats. You know, look, people are interested in Q, and if they want to buy this merchandise, someone is going to sell it to them. I guess the question I would have is, would you rather have somebody who is actually supporting the Q movement, or would you rather have somebody from Indonesia or China who knows nothing about Q, who is making money off of this? I think there's been a wrong focus accusing people of being profiteering just because they're, you know, happen to make a little bit of money. Like the guys who are doing the Q apps, they make a few pennies off of each app that they sell. I don't know why people are so critical of them. They're helping the movement. They're helping get people involved. They're helping spread the word. And if they make any little bit of money off of that, some people just have to criticize them. I think that's unwarranted, but that's just my opinion. Q posted this link. This is, of course, they got to get into the Act Two, Media Matters. One of George Soros' funded opposition pages. They have a little hit piece on Q, and this is in relation to the Hillsborough GOP. Actually, they tweeted out a link to my Q for Beginners video, and then Media Matters goes into this long diatribe about their conspiracy theory. Moving along, the Daily Beast, it seems like every week they write up a new hit piece on Q. This is their latest. Q says, all for a baseless conspiracy. Enjoy the show. Something big is about to drop. One of the Anons pointed out that the CIA coined the term conspiracy theory years ago, you know, as a way to shame those who questioned the government's official narrative. Another Anon said, are you a coincidence theorist? Might be a better way to look at it. Q posted, one of the Anons actually posted this video. And it is, basically, it's about a 6-minute video that talks about the app being removed from the Apple Store. It's right here. MSNBC debunks QAnon pizza conspiracy theory. Q responded to that. There is no greater current threat to the American people than the fake news media. Controlled MSM. Study Nazism, compare and contrast Antifa, compare and contrast socialism push for rebirth. Who financed then? Who is financing now? Dark to light, good wins, Q. I don't know if that is a Goodwin reference down there at the bottom. Someone mentioned that. I saw it too. Not sure. By rebirth, I assume Q is referring to the recent push for the rebirth of our nation as a socialist country. Who funded then? The Rothschilds have funded most of the wars in Europe. This is an article that talks about the funding of World War I by the Rothschilds. Rothschilds were then the richest family on Earth, and still are one of the richest families, if not the richest. The Rothschilds set up banks in most European nations, and they have funded both sides of most wars of the last 100 years. They figure they're going to make money no matter who wins, so why not fund wars? In addition to the Rothschilds, of course, George Soros is funding the push of socialism. But as Q said, dark to light, good wins. Q began posting yesterday, just before the president began speaking at the VFW in Kansas City, Missouri. The first line of that first post by Q was "From Sea to Shining Sea." And Anand noticed that the words "From Sea to Shining Sea" were in the song at the president's speech and thought maybe that was a marker. So if we go to the video of the president, watch what he does and "Sea to Shining Sea." So Q confirmed, "We do try." So yes, it seems it was a nod to Q. Q then posted this: "You are witnessing and watching the systematic destruction of the old guard. Power will return to the people." In this next post, a Q follower posted a video on Reddit showing the president's motorcade honking as they went by people who were holding up a sign, "Honk for Q." Q confirmed it was the team who saw them. "We saw you. God bless, Patriots." And there's a link to the Reddit Great Awakening post. Q then posted this, which was a link to a Twitter status by Lars Prinsen. And he said, "What a wonderful day. Do you believe in coincidences?" This is Lars' Twitter post. And he says, "What line in the opening song did POTUS point out just 5 minutes after Q's first drop today? Haha." So we already went over that. Q then posted this on the left-hand side: "Normally, intelligence passed on from a member of the Five Eyes Alliance, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the UK, and the US, to another member comes through an official channel for intelligence sharing. However, Nunez, upon reviewing the document that formally launched the FBI's investigation," that's into the Trump-Russia investigation, "said there was no intelligence shared through that official channel, meaning that the intelligence was shared through unofficial means." Now, we've seen that before. That was from July 3rd. On the right-hand side here, this is a repost of Q's description of why it's important for dignitaries and people in the intelligence community after they retire to keep their security clearance. Q said, "Read below, so link carefully. FVEY, Five Eyes. Why do former dignitaries still hold security clearance? U.S. to U.S., that is a U.S. person holding a U.S. security clearance in a U.S. facility. If they access the database, it's logged, flagged, and recorded. If they are a U.S. person in New Zealand or Canada, U.K., Australia, or any other member of the Five Eyes, there is no log, no flag, no records kept. U.S. security clearance authorizes Five Eyes view, and they can take the document. No records of it. Read above slowly and carefully. Why do we allow former dignitary security clearance? Welcome to the deep state. Future proves past." Q. And that's relevant because a lot of people are talking right now, and the president has been discussing the possibility of removing the security clearance from people like James Comey and Andrew McCabe because they have abused their security clearance. Q putting this together with this is telling us why Nunes referred 10 former Obama officials to House Judiciary and the House Oversight Committee as part of their investigation. I think Q is telling us that they got their information by using this loophole in the Five Eyes. It allows them to circumvent U.S. Surveillance laws. Q said something big is about to drop. One of the Anons posted this. I thought this was awesome. We are comfy and awaiting. I love the creativity of the meme makers on 8chan. What is about to drop? Well, we don't know, but it's interesting that Obama's former Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, has blamed Obama for the Russia investigation and all the intelligence shenanigans that have gone around it.
If it weren't for President Obama, we might not have done the intelligence community assessment that we did that set off a whole sequence of events which are still unfolding today, notably Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. President Obama is responsible for that, and it was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place. I think.
So Clapper is making it very clear that it was Obama's call for them to do the intelligence community assessment that started the Trump investigation in the FBI and DOJ, the counterintelligence investigation, and it ended up becoming the Mueller investigation. So yeah, they're throwing Obama under the bus. What is about to drop? There's a whole lot of things that could be dropping pretty quick. Overnight, Q posted this. It is a link to another article on CNBC about the Federal Reserve. It is it's just an op-ed where a guy is saying that Trump has every right to call out the Federal Reserve for raising interest rates without a real good cause, and that they're doing things that are not in the best interest of the public. One of the Anons posted this. Now, this was on April 19th, the original post. Q was doing a question and answer session, answered five questions. One of them was this question, is the Federal Reserve ending? And then Q said, structure. The Anon said, future proofs past. I take the word structure to mean that the Fed is going to be restructured. So I posted this at 8:08 in the morning, and then 10 minutes later at 8:18, Q posted this, took a screenshot, reposted it. Q says, 2+2 confirmations, fast. We will never again be under their control, Q. Those are the people who are controlling the Federal Reserve. Here is a link to the article that Q posted where this strategist is saying that Trump is right to call out the Federal Reserve if they're not taking appropriate steps. And one of the Anons welcomed Q this morning. Morning, Q. And Q responded, happy days ahead, Patriot. And then we get into the issue of R Anon. Need clarification in order to prevent movement split. Is R real or fake? Q said, there is only Q. For those of you who are not up on what the whole R Anon thing was about, let's do a real brief overview of that. Shortly after Q posted on July 4th, I think it was a few days break, and someone named R Anon got up on 8chan and started posting, saying that they were taking over for Q, that Q was done posting, that Q had handed the baton to him, and from this point forward, we were all going to be following R Anon. I thought, what the bloody hell is that all about? I couldn't believe it. So the lack of posts by Q seemed like a good enough reason for a lot of people to follow R. I got into some discussions with people in private messages. Most of the people I tried to talk to, they wouldn't listen to me. They just insisted that we're all going to follow R now. And I was like, not me. My position was that no change of leadership was authorized unless and until we received direct confirmation from Q. Without confirmation, I thought it was better to focus on past drops while we waited for Q to return, so I just kept doing videos on some of the old Q drops. And the dilemma of who to follow in the absence of a clear direct order from command is the basis of the film Crimson Tide. They had a mutiny on the ship because there was a question about which order they were supposed to follow. They had received two orders concerning the launch of nuclear missiles. One was a clear confirmation, and the second message was interrupted and wasn't finished, and they couldn't confirm it. and there is this big discussion about which order do they follow. Well, that's kind of the situation we ran into with this with R and on. Some people wanted to follow R. Some people thought, let's just wait for Q to come back. You know, my position is, unless Q clearly says, I'm handing this over to somebody else, we should not be following anyone else but Q. And this is your flashback Q post for today. In light of the fact that the president's former attorney, Michael Cohen, seems to have taped one of their conversations, or at least partially recorded it, I'd like you to consider this Q drop from April 27th. Q said, was Cohen raided by the FBI? The public context, it was regarding payment to Stormy Daniels. And then Q says, SC Special Counsel and FBI raided POTUS attorney to pull Stormy Daniels' payment info, and Rosenstein signed off. What other docs were collected? How many places were raided? Now, these two questions are important because as far as the public knows, that was the only place that was raided and those are the only documents collected. Q is saying, no, there were other documents collected and there were other places that were raided. Raid on the President of the United States, attorney for payment details regarding private case regarding Stormy Daniels. Think logically. How do you introduce evidence into an investigation legally? Who has everything? What about the methods which the info was collected and obtained? Is it admissible in the court of law? Insert Rudy Giuliani. So Q here is suggesting that the Stormy Daniels Cohen payment thing is a cover story for the fact that people working for Trump needed a legitimate reason to go and do a raid and get some documents that they could enter into evidence. Because you can't enter it into evidence if you don't have a search warrant or probable cause for it. So they got the search warrant, they went and got the documents they needed, they've been entered into evidence. And now Rudy Giuliani shows up. What is Rudy's role? So Q goes on, first public statement, it shouldn't take more than a week or two to come to a resolution on the probe. Q says, think resignations, who has the power? If POTUS was in a weakened position and about to be impeached or indicted, would they be resigning? The members of SWAMP, the members of FBI and the DOJ who are corrupt, if they're in control, why are they the ones resigning? Why are we here? Public forum. World is watching, including the deep state. Sharing of intel to bad actors, right? Q is sharing intelligence information to the corrupt people in government just to basically troll them and let them know how screwed they are. What is the purpose? Not confirming special counsel is on the team. Question everything. Timing is important. Planned Q. So, before you lose your marbles over the whole Michael Cohen taped the president thing, sit back, relax, have a cup of coffee, and think about it. Question everything reported by the mainstream media, including people like Hannity and your favorite conservative commentators, because they are just as much in the dark as anyone. Have faith, trust a plan, and enjoy the show. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.